Well, the Commonwealth has hit back at the suggestion that it hasn't had a plan of attack to guide the aged care sector through the pandemic. In extraordinary scenes at the Aged Care Royal Commission, the former Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy asked to be heard on the issue. And the process of self-assessment by homes in their readiness has come in for scrutiny as well. Rachel Mealy has been watching the afternoon's events. Rachel, Brendan Murphy wasn't on the list to give evidence. This was a bit of a surprise then.
Well, it certainly did come as a surprise, Linda. The scheduled evidence for this afternoon was from Michael Lai, who's the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Ageing and Aged Care, and Janet Anderson, who's the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commissioner. But when the Commission resumed after the lunch break, there were three people sitting at the table on the conference link from Canberra, and Professor Brendan Murphy was one of them. Have a listen to how it unfolded. It starts with the voice of Peter Rosen QC, who's the counsel assisting the Royal Commission, and I'm sure the next voice you hear will be familiar.
If I can start with you, Mr. Lai, please. You're the deputy.
So, commissioners, could I crave your indulgence, commissioners, and ask if it's possible that I could make a very, very brief opening statement to respond to some of the statements made by the council assisting in his opening address on Monday, where it was alleged that the Australian government has not planned or prepared for the impact of COVID-19, and as a result, we've had a high death rate. Neither of those statements is accurate, and none of the witnesses today have been asked to respond to those issues, and I think it would be reasonable if I could make the very briefest of 2-minute opening comments on that, if the commissioners would give me that indulgence.
Professor, I think this comes a little bit out of left field for us.
Bit of a surprise there for them, Rachel. So what was resolved?
Royal commissions aren't really meant to be like this. They're not just a public hearing. They are run very precisely according to witness lists and witness statements and people who've made formal submissions to the commission. And of course, it's important to note here that perhaps this Royal Commission is unlike others in Australian history because it's playing out in the midst of this pandemic and the outbreak in Victoria. So on one hand, you can understand why vested interests like Professor Murphy would want to defend themselves and their records of their departments in real time. But in the end, Commissioner Pagoni told Professor Murphy that he couldn't make an opening statement, but that he was welcome to stay and listen to the proceedings, and that counsel assisting might ask some questions of him.
Right, so let's get to what was discussed. And the Commission did ask Professor Murphy about whether or not the Commonwealth had been operating according to a plan. How did that play out?
Well, so this has been the big question which the Royal Commission is focusing on. Its intention here is to establish how the aged care sector is run in Australia, what they've based action on during the pandemic, and what lessons can be learned from what's already happened to protect the rest of the aged care sector. Now, eventually, at the end of the day's proceedings, Professor Murphy did get to say what he came to say. He wanted to stress that there is a document which was put together by the Communicable Diseases Network of Australia. It's not a complete almanac of the ins and outs of the virus, but he did say that it's a good plan and that he stands by it. He said that the AHPPC, which is the Principal Health Committee, which has been overseeing the overall response to the virus, has met every day. And he argued that, in effect, they have had a living plan which has evolved over time as they've learnt more and more about the virus and how to combat it. He also wanted to address that assertion that the Australian aged care sector has suffered one of the worst death rates around the world.
Our mortality rate from COVID, tragic though every death is only 1.5% compared to 15% in the UK, 5% in the USA. Across our aged care facilities, 0.1% of our aged care residents have unfortunately succumbed to this terrible disease, whereas in the UK it's 5% with nearly 20,000 deaths and many, many more not detected. We have detected, identified and transparently reported every single aged care case of COVID. Many countries, many high-income countries didn't even bother to report aged care deaths. We have had a high priority on this issue.
So, Rachel, do the Commonwealth authorities concede that anything could have been done better?
Well, yes. Look, under questioning, they did highlight a number of factors. Things like making PPE training mandatory for aged care workers. They said that if they had their time again, it probably would have been set down at an earlier date. And when it came to the regulator, the commissioner did concede that perhaps a survey which asked providers to self-assess their readiness wasn't the best idea in hindsight.
Rachel Mealy there. Thank you.